Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Id Chat, episode 24 to be exact. And after much anticipation, the votes are in.
Yeah, welcome back, you fucking rapists.
Yeah, the votes are in.
Yeah, it turns out the majority of people don't think having sex with someone when they can't consent is rape.
Though in a relationship.
So this is twice now that you've effectively won an argument that we had.
Yeah.
Based on, you know, other people backing you up.
Yep, I have one, but I do have to say I'm kind of ashamed. I think people might have gotten the wrong vibe from people I talked to at work that listened to the show. They kind of missed the point that it was based in a relationship, and thought from those who I talked to, like, the whole rape thing, it's okay. They're sleeping. They can't say no. So therefore, and that kind of pissed me off. I think they missed the point. Rape, by definition, is definitely when someone does not consent. They don't say yes. And I think they're confusing it with, well, they didn't say no.
Right.
And just the people I've talked to, they're missing the fucking point.
Well, I don't know about the people at your work. I mean, the poll says right in it, assuming you're in a relationship with the person. And the vibe that I got from most people was that they feel like, well, in my relationship, my girlfriend, my boyfriend wouldn't care. So, or I wouldn't care. So, you know, it's fine. But that's not really the point. The point was more like, I realize that in individual cases, it can be fine. If you're okay with it and they're okay with it, then fine. It's okay. But in general, just being in a relationship does not give you the right to fuck someone in their sleep. That's my opinion, I guess.
And I agree with that.
But yeah, so there's 8 votes for hell no, how could you not want it? 6 for fuck yes, are you out of your mind? And 2 pussy undecided votes.
Yeah. No opinion, but that's fine. That's fine. But I do want to say, like, even though I kind of, you know, I went a little over the top in the last episode, I wasn't 100% on what I was saying. I mean, my personal convictions were pretty much based on my own relationship, and I kind of buried myself, like I said, in that. And but, you know, thinking outside the box, I mean, rape is rape. I mean, when it comes down to it. It all depends on the relationship. If we really want to break it down, you know, it's definitely circumstantial. It depends on everything. It's if the woman says, you know, it's okay if this ever happens, then obviously it's going to be okay. If it never comes up and she doesn't, you know, and she's still sleeping, it's rape. She didn't say it was okay. If you really break it down. But in my fucking brain as a human being, you know, fucking is fucking. You know, it's harmless. But still, if you break it down, it's rape. Technically, it's rape.
Like, so to me, it's like it's this weird idea that people have that I don't even think they realize that they have, where they think if you're in a relationship with somebody, you have rights to this person, almost as if you own them. Some people kind of do treat it as if it's a property
thing. Yeah,
they do. But almost as if you own them. Like to say, you know, you're my girlfriend or you're my wife, and that means I can fuck you whenever I want, is essentially what some people are saying.
And
they're saying,
it, yeah.
You know, yeah, it's okay for me to fuck her in her sleep. She's my wife. But I mean, are you allowed to do whatever you want to this person when they're unconscious then? Like, yeah. You know, like, if you don't know if they want it or not, they're unconscious. You can't ask them, and they can't give you any visual clues, you know, like, yeah, I'm in the mood, giving you the eyes or something. They can't even just, you know, spread their legs and be willing. You know, they can't do anything. They're unconscious. Are you allowed to, like, I don't know, draw all over their body? I know that's mostly harmless, but, like, you draw all over their face with a permanent marker. They got to go to work the next day. They're not going to be too happy with you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Are you allowed to just do whatever you want because they can't say no?
Yeah, definitely not. It's definitely a vibe thing. Yeah, like with me and Aldi. And, you know, we know each other enough. We've been together long enough where we know it'll be fine. And I assume that the first time, and I had that vibe that it would be fine. She'd wake up the next day and be like, oh, it's no big deal, because I knew her. But if I didn't have that vibe and I just assumed, I'd be in the wrong.
It just occurred to me. I just remembered that that Aldi experiences sleep paralysis from time to time. Where she
sleep paralysis.
She'll be asleep and she'll wake up and she won't be able to move. And it's kind of terrifying. And she'll just have to lay there and wait to either fall asleep again or wait for it to go away. And she can't do anything about it. And it occurred to me that what if you had one of your little sleepy time hijinks parties and
yeah,
pulling her panties down, and then you get them down after 45 minutes of work. And you get up in there and you start going to town, and Aldi wakes up, but she can't fucking move, and she's terrified, and you're raping her.
Ooh. Yeah, though. I never thought about that. I forgot she had sleep paralysis. Yeah, she'll wake up, but she's not, like, she's kind of conscious. She knows what's going on. She can hear people in the room.
Right.
But she can't move. And I've heard of this, and she experiences this. Shit, dude. If she had that, and I fucking raped her and she didn't move. And that night I was like, woo, easy. High five.
Finally, mission accomplished.
High five myself. Yeah. And the next day she woke up and was like, I had the worst experience last night. You asshole. Then I would feel horrible. In fact, I don't think I'll ever do this again. I forgot about the sleep paralysis.
Right.
Shit. That's horrible.
Score one for Kyle.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I don't think I'll do that ever again. Jesus.
Well, we got some voicemails on this general topic.
Yes.
So, we'll
roll them.
Hey, folks. Just called and say that I thought this show was one of the best ones yet. And weigh in on my sleep rape thoughts. I think it's not rape if she would be okay with it, which kind of comes down to if you can judge that or not. But this lady was clearly not down with it. Plus, she took a bunch of Ambien, so if your girl's all doped up when she passes out, you probably would be raped. But you should probably be rough enough if she wakes up ahead of time. There's no way you're going to get all the way through it without her waking up unless you have a really small cock. All right, that's just my 2 cents.
I agree that it's not rape if she's okay with it. That's, you know, that's the definition of not rape.
It's obvious, yeah.
But I think what I should have done when I posted the poll was I should have specified that there was no discussion beforehand and that there's no, like,
yeah,
precedent set, you know, this is the first time and you've never discussed it. She didn't say yes or no before she fell asleep.
Yeah, but you're still in a relationship, yeah.
That would have been a long fucking paragraph for the poll, though.
Yeah, but that's true, yeah.
Because we got a lot of that, like, well, if she's okay with it, then it's okay. But if she's not, then it's rape. Well, what does the fucking poll say? The poll says, if, assuming you're in a relationship, it is okay. Is it okay or is it rape to fuck someone in their sleep? It doesn't say, like, is it okay if she said it's okay? Like,
yeah, it's one of those. Yeah, it's she didn't say no.
Anyway, as far as, like, not being able to get through it without her waking up, well, if she's really drugged up, then you might be able to. And or some people are just honestly really heavy sleepers, like ridiculously heavy sleepers. I never slept next to my aunt, but I used to hear stories about my aunt when she would be asleep and she'd sleep with her eyes half open and you couldn't wake her up to save your life. Like, she just sleep through everything.
Jesus.
So, you know, some people, maybe you could get through it without waking them up. Plus, I do have a small cock, so.
Wow.
You know, whatever.
Hey, guys. It's Austin. Figured I'd call in about is the whole sex during sleep rape. I'm one of the two people who currently have marked that I'm on the fence. Sex when they're asleep is a rape if they wake up and say no, or if they say no and then go to sleep. but if they're just asleep, it's creepy at best, probably really creepy. But if you do it with the purpose to wake them up, then that's totally fine. And for a woman's perspective, if she listened to this part of the show, here's my wife.
Hi. So I heard your portion of the show, and I have to say that from my perspective, if it were me, I probably would not be offended at all, but I definitely could see where women would have a problem with it. So that's just my take. Thanks.
And I'm trying to get some Halloween pictures because I have some pretty badass pictures, I think. My mom made me a Ninja Turtle costume when I was 5, and it was some ballin' ass shit. So hopefully I can find them, and I'll send them to you. And I also have one in blackface, but I painted a Punisher skull on top of the blackface, so it was blacky-whitey face. See ya.
I think you have a fundamental misunderstanding of what blackface is exactly. If you painted part of your face black and the rest of it as a Punisher skull, that's not blackface.
Like if you paint your face all black, that's not blackface.
Blackface is painting yourself up to look like a black person.
Yeah, you got to Google it. Check.
Specifically, it usually refers to back in the day when people would put on like racist performances and stuff, and they would put on a lot of literally black face paint and leave like their lips, which would accentuate their lips and make them look bigger because that's part of the whole stereotype. And that's kind of what blackface is. Just painting your face up and part of it's black and the rest of it's a Punisher skull, that's not blackface.
Just had to throw that in, yeah.
But as far as your wife goes, it's good to hear from a female on the subject.
Yeah.
And as far as what the rest of what you said goes, I agree. You know, she says it's okay. And again, I guess I should have specified better in the poll. But
which is why I can understand he was, you know, kind of at a stalemate.
I think if you listen to the episode, though, you get the idea. Like, you heard both of our points of view, and I never once said it's not okay ever, ever, ever. If she says it's okay, then it's okay. But, whatever.
Yeah.
Is there anything else to be said that hasn't already been said about that?
Well, yeah, basically, you know, they're both right. And, you know, some women, we can all see, will have a problem with it. So it's not okay just because you're cool with it, which is, you know, which was my standpoint in the last episode. So overall, yeah, I think we're cracking down. Let's get to the next voicemail.
Hey, guys, it's Brandon from Rhode Island. I just want to call and drop my 2 cents about is having sex with your girl while she's asleep rape or not. I think it all depends on the relationship. I mean, for me and my girl, I'm pretty sure that any time, you know, if she was sleeping, I could just, you know, have sex with her or whatever. In fact, I'm going to try it out. I'm going to see what happens. I'll let you guys know tomorrow. I'm going to call back tomorrow. I'm going to tell you how it went. All right. Call you guys later. Bye.
Brandon didn't call us back the next day, you asshole.
Yeah, that when I heard that voicemail, that was awesome, and I was so excited to hear how it went. And he never called us back. And then he left a comment on the website that said, I'll get back to you later about this, but he still...
That was 2 days later.
He still hasn't called us back.
Dude, I ran home after I got out of the car. I was like, waiting for the voicemail.
So Brandon, if you've actually tried this, or if you're still going to, I really do, even though we're moving on, you know, it's 2 episodes later.
You gotta get back to us.
By the next episode. We still want to hear it.
Oh, yeah.
I still want to know what happened.
Yeah.
And again, I agree that it's okay in some situations, but blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That's all the voicemails on that subject. We got another voicemail from Austin about something else.
Hey, Orion and Kyle. Kyle and Orion. I was going to actually leave this on the comments on the board, or the whatever the fuck it is. But my internet keeps cutting out, so I figured I'll just call him in. Me and my wife got in an argument. Not really about us or anything. It's about something we saw on TV. They, some 7-year-old and an 8-month-old were left in a car in Florida, because that's where we're at. And the mother ran into Publix, which is a local grocery store, to get whatever. I don't know if she was in there for the plan to be there for a long time, or just to run in and get, you know, a few things. but she got arrested. She had other problems that she had, like, you know, credit card fraud and some other bullshit, which she should have been arrested for. But I'm of the mindset that what she was actually arrested for and what, you know, all that crap was about leaving your kids in the car, it should have been a case-by-case situation. One, the kid was 7. At 7 years old, my parents allowed me to carry a knife because I was a Cub Scout, and anytime we were out camping or whatever with Cub Scouts, they'd give me a knife. They trusted me with that knife. So they trusted this kid to run in for a few minutes. Now, the car wasn't off. The car was left on. My wife tends to think that, oh, well, because it's a 7-year-old, you couldn't do that until they were 10 because they'd be too stupid and they would kick the thing in the gear. And I'm saying that if she's done this before and this kid has no problem and he sits there playing his DS or whatever the fuck he's playing, or maybe he just sits there and drools because he's fucking retarded, then who cares if she runs in there for 2 minutes? I mean, the car's on, the doors are locked, I'm sure. I think the kid can handle his own. I could at the age of 7, and she seems to think that children are retarded, even though she's also the one who will be telling me how smart children are. So I just wanted to know what you thought. Leave the kid in there with the car running with the 8-month-old baby, the kid's 7 again, and run in for a few things. Or take the kids in, because that's just ridiculous. That kid could be abducted by space aliens who want to probe its butt. I mean, yeah, right. Later.
All right, this I find kind of interesting, because I kind of have mixed feelings on it. I don't think she should have been arrested for it. But I wouldn't, if it was me, I wouldn't have left my kids in the car for two main reasons, one of which might not even count in this particular situation. For one, it was Florida, and Florida's fucking hot.
Yeah.
And kids, little kids, have died being left in cars by their parents from heat stroke.
Yeah.
Now, if the car was left on, maybe the AC was on. Plus, I don't know what it was like that day in Florida. I just know that Florida in general is hot. It might have been an overcast, kind of shady day that day. I have no idea. So that's kind of a moot point, because I don't have all the facts. Secondly, I wouldn't have left my kids in the car, just because I think if I was a parent, I would freak out about that. Like, I think it would make me nervous, even if I was only running in for 2 minutes, just leaving my kids outside somewhere where somebody could come and get them.
I totally agree on that part, yeah.
However, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I don't think it's negligent. Like, I think a lot of stranger danger fears, people fearing that their kids are going to get abducted, are way overblown. I mean, think about all the cases you've heard of it over the years, and it sounds like a lot if you add it all up. But if you consider how many people are out there and how few of them are getting abducted, it's really a tiny percentage. It just doesn't happen. And usually when a kid gets abducted, it's abducted by somebody they know anyway. So just leaving it outside the store, unless you're being followed by somebody you know, is probably relatively safe in that regard.
Yeah.
I personally would probably freak out about it, but I don't see it as being something like criminally negligent to your kids.
Yeah. Personally, I would not do it. Just because working at a fucking grocery store with the parking lot, people flip out about this shit all the time. They come in during the summer and they're like, there's a fucking car and there's children in it and the windows are all the way up or they're just barely cracked. Right. Call the police, you know, and they're frantic. And this happens all the fucking time. So if I was a parent, knowing that people are just freaking out, I wouldn't do this to my kids simply because someone's going to freak out and I'm probably going to get arrested.
I wouldn't have guessed you could get arrested for this, to be honest, unless there's something more going on.
There's some fucking
like just for
law.
Leaving your kids in the car.
There's a law like you have to keep your windows open so much.
That's stupid. Well,
are they
like
coming
I
out
said,
with a measure tape?
If the car was on, the AC very well might have been on. If it's fucking hot, you probably had the AC on anyway. And if you left the car on, that's probably why. I guess a 7-year-old probably doesn't have that much interest in the radio. Why else would you leave the car on?
Yeah. And again, it's definitely, you know, it depends on the situation. We don't know all the facts. Like, did she roll the windows all the way up and lock the doors and leave the AC on so nobody could break in? I personally, as a parent, would freak out leaving the car running. Like, somebody could just get into the goddamn car and steal the car, not giving a shit about my kids.
Right. And if your kid is kind of stupid and retarded, you should know that. But but maybe they could kick the gear shift and the car rolls into reverse or drive or whatever and drives into something or, you know.
But again, if you know your kids and you know the 7-year-old is responsible enough, not necessarily like an adult, but he knows enough, you know, he's not a fucking retard.
When I was 7 years old, my mom could have left me in the car and ran into the grocery store and I wouldn't have driven the car into something.
Same here. And I think the times have changed because back in the day, you could get away with all this kind of shit. But nowadays, kids are just increasingly growing more stupid. And you hear about all the stupid shit kids do.
Well, I think part of it is just that we're older now. So the older we get, the stupider kids seem because we're not the kids anymore.
Maybe that's
so because we're smarter now. So like the kids seem even stupider. But I do kind of feel like I see way more stupid kids now than I did when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, kids are just retarded sometimes.
Yeah, I felt not super mature like an adult, but I felt like I knew my shit when I was like 9 years old, you know?
Yeah.
Like I knew enough.
I knew better than to kick the gear shift. I knew what the gear shift was.
Yeah.
I knew, you know, to look after my baby brother if I had one or whatever that was in the car while my mom ran into the store. Like, I wouldn't have gotten out of the car and wandered around. Yeah. You know, none of that kind of shit that you could be worried about with a stupid little kid. I don't know. But yeah, overall, I think her being arrested for that is bullshit.
Bullshit.
Unless, like I said, like if it was sweltering hot and the AC wasn't on and the windows are up, and especially if she was in the store for like 45 minutes or something, you know, if those are all big ifs because I don't know. But if all those things were true, then yeah, that's bullshit parenting. You're putting your kids in danger. But just leaving them in the car for a few minutes is not a big deal to me. Even a half an hour isn't that big a deal to me.
Yeah,
you know, you're the parent. It's up to you. Do I want to leave my kids in the car? Or do I want to take them in the store with me? That's my decision.
Yeah, it's a stupid law, and most people don't fucking know about it, whatever state it runs in. I know there is a law here, because people have come by and issued tickets to parents
for
leaving their fucking kids in their car with the window cracked, but not enough. I don't know the specific law, but...
It's not like they dropped their kids off in the parking lot and went home.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're in the store. They're coming right back.
And in a lot of cases, the parent was in the, you know... in the store for a while, and it was fucking hot out, and it was like an infant child, so
I would not leave that, but... like the 7-year-old with the 8-month-old is one thing. I would not leave the 8-month-old by itself,
regardless. Absolutely not.
Because it's a fucking infant.
That is retarded.
But even that, though, like under the right circumstances, even though I wouldn't do it, and I think it's kind of irresponsible to do it, would probably ultimately be fine. If you left a kid in the car with the AC on, locked all the doors, what's going to happen?
Yeah, what's going to happen? But people will freak out and they will see that shit. You got to take that into consideration. Everyone around you is going to freak out. So you got to, it's like celebrities, you know, and when they say stupid shit, they should know better. God damn it. They know people are going to fucking.
You mean like when Obama made the Special Olympics comment, like that kind of shit where, where there's nothing necessarily wrong with it, but you should know better just because you know you're going to get called on it and then you're going to have to issue an apology, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's sad to me, but you got to adapt, you know. This is the time, you know, most people are stupid. You got to know that kind of shit. You can't just think, well, you know, technically nothing could go wrong, but yeah, it's just, yeah.
I get it in certain situations like child abuse, like literal child abuse where you're beating your kid. And I'm not talking about like a spanking because they've been bad. I mean like beating the shit out of your kids, shit like that. But like people want to parent everyone else's kids.
Yeah, that pisses me off.
It's not your job, and it's definitely not your right to tell other people how to raise their kids.
Yeah.
You know, if you extend that far enough, you're going to have people saying that, you know, you have to raise your kid under a certain religion or without religion, or you have to feed your kid certain foods, or you can't feed your kid certain foods. You know, it's bullshit. It's none of anybody else's business. You don't have any place telling me what to do with my kid unless I'm hurting my kid.
Yeah, it's taken the freedom out of it. And this is a very sensitive and critical issue. Like soon, if this keeps happening, parents will be telling other parents that their kids can't say or act certain ways. Like they can't say certain things or act certain ways. And you know, this whole censorship bullshit will, you know, the walls will close in around that. And ultimately, there will be one way of thinking and teaching children.
Yeah, when your kid's over at my house, if you don't want me to use profanity around him, fine. But if you don't want me to use profanity around my kid, you can lick my balls.
Like if he says, dang. Dang it, Mom. How dare you?
I knew a kid. I knew a kid in elementary school. I'd go over to his house sometimes, and his parents would not let him say the word crap.
Yeah.
Crap.
That's ridiculous.
It's just crap. It's not even profane by anyone's standards. Crap.
Yeah, this moral issue.
I have a problem with profanity anyway, but crap, really?
Really, yeah.
And so I said crap over at his house, and I kind of got a dirty look, and they were like, we don't say that word around here. And like some parents won't let their kids say stupid. You can't say stupid because it's negative and it puts other people down. There's no situation where you could say the word stupid where it wouldn't be putting someone down. We will not have that in our household. Well, all right. You're the parent. You can say whatever you want.
I was going to say, it's...
That is stupid, but...
It's your house.
You can do whatever you want, but don't tell me I can't tell my kid what the word stupid means.
Exactly. Yeah, when you're out in public, I see this shit all the time. You know, a kid will say certain things and another parent will scowl or say, how dare you?
Would like my kid to have as large a vocabulary as possible. If that means including the word stupid, then fantastic.
Fantastic. Yeah. Jesus.
Personally, if I had a kid, and I don't think I ever will, so it's kind of a moot point, but if I had a kid, I'd let them say whatever they wanted when they were home. I'd let them know that you got to watch your mouth when you're in certain places because you're just going to get yourself in trouble and it's not worth the hassle.
Yeah.
But as far as I would be concerned...
Words are words,
My kid can run around saying fuck all day as long as they're not being an idiot about it. As long as they're not literally running around saying fuck all day.
Yeah.
Like fuck, 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 fuck you, dad, fuck, 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 fuck. I'm going to watch fucking cartoons. Go fuck yourself, dad. Make me a bowl of fucking cereal. You're an asshole, dad. And suck my dick. That wouldn't be cool. But if he just wants to use the word fuck every now and again, he's like, if he's watching TV and he sees something stupid, he's like, this fucking guy. I'd be like, agreed.
Yeah. Oh, good
I'm not
point.
Saying you got to treat your kids like adults. They're not adults. But language is no big fucking deal.
Vocabulary. Yeah. Jesus. And I always wondered about that. If, you know, I was a parent, my kid, you know, was swearing because I let them appropriately, whatever. And another kid came over and my kid was like, oh, fuck this game. This game. This is bullshit. Lick my balls. And the other kid was like, you know, he went back to his parents or whatever. And those parents got on my case.
Right.
Then what? Oh, you're in that neighborhood, and then there's the politics of community, and everybody turns on you. It's scary.
It's not exactly the same thing, but it's kind of like some parents will, like, of teenagers, will let their kids, when they're at their house, their kids and their friends, they'll let them drink alcohol.
Yeah.
As long as they stay at their house and don't go anywhere.
Yeah, and they're supervised.
And I get it. The idea is they're probably going to drink anyway. They might as well do it here where I can keep an eye on them. Nobody's going to get alcohol poisoning and die or get in a car and get in an accident.
Yeah, and I agree with that. Yeah.
However, if that gets back to the other parents, then you're in some shit. And it often does get back to the other parents. Because kids are fucking retarded. You're going to go over to my house where I let you drink and then tattle on me? What the hell's wrong with you?
Then fuck that kid. Yeah.
But
who's going to... What kind of pussy are you?
But in a way, it's sort of the same. Like if when you're at my place, you can swear all you want, kid, but don't tell your parents. And then they go back and tell their parents anyway, because like they get in a fight or something, like they use the F word.
Yeah.
And their mom's like, where did you learn that language? Well, Bobby's dad lets me say it.
Fuck that kid.
Oh, now it's my fucking problem.
Fuck those kids.
But you know what? Like, the only thing I'd be worried about in that situation is those parents thinking I'm such a horrible parent that they call like, social services or something on me.
Yeah.
You know, child protective services. Because other than that, I would tell them, fuck you. Fuck you. You don't want your kid coming over anymore? Fine.
Yeah.
It's just a fucking word. You can go fuck yourself. If your kid's too retarded to keep his mouth shut, then maybe he shouldn't come over anyway.
Agreed. Yeah. Yeah, that always worried me. God, what would I do in that situation? Probably, if I had the balls, I'd do what you just said. Yeah. Like, you know what? Fuck you.
Fuck that kid.
If you don't want to come over, coming over, that's fine.
No, not fuck that kid. I'm sure the kid's fine, but...
Well, if the kid ran off and tattled... Yeah,
kids are dumb. Like I said, if that came up, it'd probably be in a situation like you're having a fight with your own parents about, you know, freedom or whatever, some bullshit little kid thing like...
Yeah.
My friend's dad lets me say it.
Yep.
And that's, you know, your ammunition to say, see, it's okay for some people. Yeah. Why isn't it okay for us? But then that just gets somebody else in trouble.
Yeah, that's an ideal situation where that would come back to you. And
But this is completely off topic, but I just thought of this because it's something I've thought about before.
Yeah.
If you had a kid, would you teach your kid about Santa Claus?
I was just thinking about that. Fuck no.
Because I think I would, but I think I would make it clear from the get-go that this is a fairy tale. This isn't real. Like I think I'd still do the Christmas tree thing because I love Christmas.
Yeah, we'd do the Christmas thing.
That sounds retarded probably to some of you because I'm an atheist. It's not... You know, a lot of people, you'll hear them complain about the commercialization of Christmas and how it's losing its religion. You know, it's all Santa Claus and Christmas trees and candy canes and reindeer. It has nothing to do with Jesus anymore. That's actually the Christmas that I like.
Yeah, the fun part.
I like
part.
The Santa Claus. Yeah, exactly. I like the presents and the Santa Claus and the reindeer and the Christmas tree.
That's all kids give a shit about anyway. And I think it's all about the kids.
I think it'd be awesome if I had a kid, you know, to say, hey, Santa's coming. And I'd make it clear that this isn't real. But it's still fun to go to sleep. There's no presents under the tree. Wake up and there's a shitload of presents under the tree. And when the hell did this happen?
Yeah.
I might even go as far as to do the whole like leaving milk and cookies thing, but they'd still know it wasn't real.
That would fuck with them though. I've never heard of that happening, so I don't know what would happen to a child.
But like, I'd make it clear that it was a tradition, you know? Like,
okay.
This is just something we do. If you don't want to do the milk and cookies thing, that's fine with me. But the presents thing, you know, you put the tree up, you go to sleep, and you wake up, and there's presents. You know I put them there, but it's still kind of like magic. Like, I went to sleep, and there weren't any presents. I woke up, and there are. How'd you do that while I was sleeping?
Yeah, I've you know, the more I think about it, and I've thought about this, you know, if I don't bring up the Santa thing... That was kind of a fun time until I found out, you know,
exactly.
It wasn't real.
That's the thing. But I'd feel like I was depriving them of something.
Exactly, yeah. That's...
But on the other hand, if I did it the way my parents did, I'd feel like I was fucking with them. Because the way my parents did it, I don't remember if I told this story or not, but when I was a little kid, my parents told me about Santa Claus and everything, and they told me it was real. Yeah. And a lot of parents do that.
Same here.
And apparently, I was just extra gullible because they eventually had to tell me that it wasn't real. I've asked a lot of people, and a lot of people have said that they just eventually figured it out.
Yeah.
And I think this actually led to a lot of my views on life in general, which is funny. But they had to tell me because they're my parents. If they tell me something's true when I'm a little kid, I'm going to believe it. And they told me that there's this magic guy, flies around every year. Every once in a while, you'd see on the news, they'd play along and they'd say, oh, we spotted Santa on our Doppler radar or whatever the fuck. And, you know, nobody's ever telling you otherwise. One kid at school told me otherwise, and I told him off. I said, fuck you, Santa is too real. I didn't say fuck you, but this was kindergarten. I told him, he told me Santa's not real. I said, yes, he is. Where do you get presents from then, stupid? And I went home and I told my parents that I told this kid off, and I was like, that's all proud great. Of myself. And I don't really remember, but I imagine at the time they were kind of like, yeah, that's great, Kyle. Should we tell him? Should we tell him what's going on?
That's a critical moment.
But I think I was like 7 years old when they finally told me, which doesn't sound that old, but I don't know what's average. But they eventually had to tell me, and they told me and my little sister at the same time, who was 3 years younger than me.
Oh, that sucks.
She didn't give a shit.
Really?
But I did. I was devastated. I cried. I cried because these are the two people in my life that I trust more than anything. And they've been lying to me my whole life. And they let me go off on this other kid who was telling the truth, trying to educate me. And I went off on him because, like, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
All because of this lie they told me. So I honestly think this is what led me to... I was in, like... third or fourth grade when I first decided I didn't believe in God. Yeah. And I really think that's what led me to it, because to me, there's never been much difference between Santa Claus and Jesus, except that way more people believe in Jesus.
Understandable. Yeah.
They even share the same holiday.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Because, yeah, I thought about that. Like, if I tell them about Santa, because I don't, like you said, I don't want to deprive them, but then I'm instilling this belief and they're innocent. They're young. They're, you know, open to all this, and you're the parent.
Right.
They're going to believe you. And to tell them later, like, oh, I was just fucking with you.
To me, that's just
devastating.
Cruel.
Devastating. Yeah, when I found out, God damn it. My whole universe, like you said, you just kind of rethink, even though you're young and it seems like pathetic, you really think about your life. Like,
exactly. That's what finally got me to think to myself,
do I really need to believe what all these
just because somebody
figures?
Tells you something doesn't mean it's true.
Exactly.
And that's, even when it's somebody you really trust, like your parents who are supposed to be looking out for you. When they tell you something, it doesn't necessarily mean it's true. And that's when I had this realization and I came to the conclusion that God didn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Yeah, the only reason I kept believing in God was because, one, it was like a fucking ritual. You know, every Sunday I go to church. Okay, whatever. It's on every movie, every TV show. You know, people go to church and all that. But also because there was that fear aspect and I was terrified to go to hell and I was scared of demons and all this horrible shit. And as a kid, that it's stupid when you grow up. I was afraid of the basement.
Right.
But when you're a kid, fucking terrifying, man. It's a basement. It's scary. There's noises and your imagination's going wild. So, yeah, I kept believing in God for years after that because I was afraid. I was terrified.
Yeah.
And that's what they use, the fear.
Well, my family not being terribly religious, like they were. My mom and my dad were both religious if you asked them, but they, neither one ever went to church.
Maybe that helped, yeah.
It gave me a little more wiggle room for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And on top of that, I never had like a fear of hell instilled in me. I knew what hell was. I knew that's where bad people went. I knew they burned for eternity. But I was not, it wasn't like some, if you're really religious, depending on your particular, what do you call it, denomination.
Yeah.
Some of those particular branches of Christianity really nailed the hell thing home.
Oh, yeah.
Like they really hammer it home. And I just didn't really get it that often. You know, I'd be told, you know, I'd be like, what's hell? Oh, that's where bad people go. Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not a bad person. I'm good. So fine. You know, it just didn't really matter to me. But, yeah. But yeah, even if like if I had lived with your family, even if I had come to the conclusion early on that I didn't think there was a God, I probably wouldn't have told anybody. Or if I had, I would have gotten a really bad reaction and I would have kind of dropped it because your family was going to church every Sunday and they were really big into it. Yep. See, mine not really giving a fuck. It made it kind of easy.
Yeah, the wiggle room. Yeah. But I do recall because there were certain things in the Bible and certain things this Presbyterian preacher, whatever, taught about hell. There were so many different things, like you burn, or it's really cold, or it's eternal blackness with demons. It was never consistent with me as a kid, so I used my imagination and convinced myself this is what it could be. And my own imagination, I think, is what terrified me the most with nightmares and just being a kid. And
oh, absolutely.
So it wasn't what they told me, because burning, okay, that sucks. But the shit that I would dream about was just even more terrifying. So I'm like, well, it could be this.
Did you hear about, I don't know if it's Catholics are the only ones that believe, did your religion believe in purgatory?
Purgatory. I don't know.
No. Is it purgatory or limbo? I get confused. I think it's limbo.
I don't think so, no.
Whatever. It's where...
I didn't really pay attention.
It's where like unbaptized
kid.
Babies go. It's not a good place. It's not hell, but it's not a good place to go. And the Catholics used to believe in this until fairly recently.
Really?
So any mom who had a baby didn't get it baptized before it died, and it died as an infant.
Fuck. Well,
their kid, instead of going to heaven, their kid went to limbo.
Okay.
And they honestly believed this because they believed the whole thing. Well, fairly recently, the Catholic Church has said, I guess we got that whole limbo thing wrong.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a real place, actually.
That's funny.
So now, all of a sudden, these mothers who have been living for possibly decades thinking that their infant child who died as an infant has been living on eternally in limbo.
I didn't even think of that.
All of a sudden, they find out they've been grieving over this kid for decades for no reason because he's actually in heaven.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Fuck this.
Assholes.
Yeah, I was baptized. So, yeah, I guess they believe in it. I don't know what the specifics were because, like I said, being young, I didn't pay attention really at all. We were sent off. We were taught the stories.
Yeah.
But not the, you know, the real nit and grit. So
I've talked before about how, you know, neither one of my parents was really that into religion, but every once in a while they'd get really into it. Like, I think I told the story about when my mom started going to church. She does this every once in a while. She'll just start going to church. She normally doesn't, but every once in a while she'll go for like 3 months or something, and then she'll stop again.
All right.
And I think I told the story about the time she started going to church and the pastor or whatever was talking about Ellen DeGeneres. And this was back when Ellen, maybe I didn't tell this.
No, not on the show.
This was back when Ellen had her own, not her talk show, but she had a sitcom. And this was right after she came out, and she came out on the show too. Like her character came out as a lesbian. and the pastor was talking about how gays want special rights and all this crap. Like, they want the right to get married, but they want all this other extra stuff. And I don't know what this extra stuff entailed. I don't know what the hell he was talking about. But my mom came home and said, "We don't watch Ellen anymore."
Oh, nice.
Fuck you. I'll watch Ellen if I want. Like, that doesn't make any sense. All of a sudden, you hate Ellen because you went to church one time?
Oh, that's bullshit.
You liked
bullshit.
It last week, and now you don't? That's stupid.
That's depressing, yeah.
But the story I was going to tell, because I thought I already told that, was my dad has never gone to church as far as I can remember. But he has a few copies of the Bible that he just keeps around, and he doesn't talk about it much. In fact, I talked to him on the phone the other day a little bit about religion, and I was talking about how I'm an atheist and stuff, and he was pretty respectful of it, but he didn't really want to talk about it.
Okay.
Which was fine.
It kind of bugged him.
You know, whatever. It was fine. No, I don't think he was really bothered by it, but I think he just didn't want to, argue about it, which is fine.
That's fine. Okay.
But my dad... this was after my parents split up. Me and my sister were over at my dad's place, and my sister was surfing the internet, and she was going through this brief phase where she was into Wicca, she was into witchcraft, basically.
Witchcraft, yeah.
And she was looking online for spells, and the spells she was looking for specifically were weight loss spells and, like, wealth gaining spells, like get rich quick spells.
Of course.
And she didn't have a job or anything. I don't know where she thought these spells were going to bring her money from. But so she's looking up these stupid spells, which is stupid. I mean, spells don't do anything. But my dad got, like, really kind of uncomfortable and started lecturing her about how witchcraft is against God, how these spells she's looking up are against God, how this is like the devil's work and all this crap.
No, what?
And I kind of tried to butt in and say, it's no big fucking deal. It's not... I know it's not real.
It's silly.
But she's not damning her eternal soul by looking up get-rich-quick spells on the internet.
Yeah.
It's no big deal. But he was really bothered by this at the time. And I don't know if you asked him now if he would kind of relent and be like, I don't know why I was so upset by that. It's no big deal. Maybe he would. Because he doesn't actually seem in my head like the type of person to be bothered by that, but he was. And I was taken aback. I was like, really? Of all the fucked up, stupid shit we do as your kids, this is the one that bothers you? Like, wow, I was getting straight D's all through high school, and this is the thing that's getting under your skin?
Wow. Yeah, that's hilarious.
That's the kind of weird religious practices my parents have. Like, there'll be no religion in their lives whatsoever for months at a time, and then all of a sudden something will crop up out of nowhere, and it's like, where the fuck did this come from?
That is fucked up, because what are you supposed to think as a kid, you know? All this time, they don't talk about it, and something comes up, and finally they tell you, you know, what's what? It's like, what? You can't take them seriously. Where's their credibility? I mean...
I remember telling my mom when I was a little kid that I didn't believe in God, and she was, like, kind of indifferent, which is weird.
That is weird. Like, mine would have killed me, man.
Like, almost like she just didn't want to have the conversation. I don't know. But I don't think I told my dad, because judging by his whole witchcraft spiel, there might have been a big conversation, and I don't remember one, so...
Yeah, you just leave it alone, I guess, when it comes to your parents.
He knows now, though, and when I talked to him on the phone the other day, I kind of went into it, and I kind of explained my position, you know?
Yeah.
And he seemed to get it. Like, I think I think the reason he doesn't want to talk about it is because he doesn't want to get it.
Like, he doesn't fully understand.
I think he gets it. I think he totally understands.
I think he just doesn't want to argue with you.
I think it's partly that, and I think it's partly that he doesn't want to have to make a case for why he believes what he believes.
Yeah. Maybe he's just... He doesn't like confrontation, you know, like...
That's not true, though. Maybe he doesn't like confrontation with his kids, but he loves confrontation.
Really?
Like, I can be pretty damn argumentative.
Yeah.
My dad is worse.
That's for sure.
My dad is worse.
What?
He will argue with anybody at any time. He'll tell me stories about arguments he's had at work that, like, I'm not saying he's wrong, because he's usually not, but it's the kind of shit where he probably should have just been like... I'm just going to suck it up and go with the flow here, because he's kind of endangering himself at his workplace, because he's arguing about shit with his superiors.
Ooh.
And I've done the same thing. I have to admit, like, not at my current job, because my current job is actually pretty sweet as compared to other jobs. But I've had some asshole managers and stuff at other jobs, and I kind of flew off the handle a little bit. Not like screaming or anything, but I remember working at the grocery store, stocking groceries and stuff. Shit would break all the time. And I had this pair of work pants, and they were, you had to either wear black pants or khakis.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was wearing khakis at the time, and these were my work pants. I don't normally wear khakis, so it's not like I had a closet full. So I had this one pair of work pants, and I washed them, but shit would spill and break, and you're getting down on your knees, and you know they'd get dirty, and yeah. they had stains all over them.
Yeah, I can vouch for that.
And my boss came by and said, if you wear those pants one more day, I'm going to have to send you home. And I...
What the fuck?
I only got paid $6.25 an hour. I couldn't... You know, it's not that I couldn't afford a pair of pants, but I couldn't necessarily afford a pair of pants in the next day.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't know what my financial situation is. And
God damn, there's breaks and spills every day. Like, I wash my pants, and that day, they get dirty.
Exactly. Huh. And a lot of these were stains I couldn't get out. Like, they wouldn't come out. I washed my pants, they just wouldn't come out.
There's all kinds of shit that breaks.
And so, I didn't get a new pair of pants. Instead, I wore this other pair of khakis that I had. That had holes in the knees. That's why yeah. I didn't wear them anymore. But I just kept them because I'm an idiot and I'm kind of a pack rat and I hesitate to throw anything away.
Yeah.
So I still had them. I cut them off at the knees, so they were cut off shorts.
Yeah.
It was summertime, I think, so it was okay to wear shorts, but it wasn't okay to wear cut off shorts. I got away with that for about a week, and then he saw them, and they were dirty now. By the time he saw them,
after a week, yeah.
So sure. he thought that I took the pair of pants that he told me I couldn't wear anymore and cut them off. And so he sent me home.
What an asshole.
He thought that was my big FU to him, which it really wasn't, although I would have liked to have given him the finger because he was an ass.
But yeah, you got into it with him. And like.
But yeah, that's the thing. Like when he came over and said, you know, if you wear those in here one more day, I'm going to have to send you home. And by the way, this was the first time he brought it up. So it's not like we'd talked about this a few times. And yeah, he's like, if you wear those in here one more time, I've talked to you about this. It wasn't like that. It was like just out of the blue. If you wear those in here one more time, I'm going to have to send you home. It's like, well, they got dirty here.
Yeah.
Doing my job. Do you want to write me off a pair of pants? Because at this particular store, there were a lot of departments. There was a clothing department. Could have written me off a pair of pants. I've heard of them doing it before.
Yep.
Do you want to write me off a new pair of pants? I also knew that they had coupons for pants. Because like when you would get first hired in, they would give you this coupon, gave you like 70% off or something, 50%. I don't remember what, 40%, whatever, yeah. whatever it was.
Gave you a
discount. He didn't do either of those things. And so...
What a great man.
He was a dick.
Piece of shit.
But yeah, so I instead of just saying, okay, I said, well, they got dirty here, like doing this job, doing what I'm doing right now. So it's going to happen again. I can't be buying pants every week. Do you want to write me off a pair or,
yeah.
you know, I should have just said, okay, and did it. That's yeah. what I'm talking about.
It's like a good for you, but yeah, that just leads to trouble, especially with a douchebag like that. Oh, man.
My dad might actually be listening to this. When I talked to him on the phone the other day or whenever it was last week, I told him about the show because we were talking about various things. And my dad, like I get along with both of my parents really
yeah,
well,
yeah.
but my dad, like we have more interests in common and stuff. And I was telling him about equipment I've been buying, which, by the way, we're trying to upgrade the equipment because the audio quality on our podcast is pretty decent. It's a lot better than a lot of shows
considering what we have. Yeah, it's decent. Yeah.
But our equipment sucks, and it could be way better. So I'm trying to upgrade the equipment. Actually, I'm really getting off on a tangent now, but I've been thinking about putting up a PayPal donate button. And I don't know if anybody would actually donate. Obviously, you wouldn't be required to. The show's free, and it's going to remain free forever. Maybe one day we'll put up a store or something and sell t-shirts, but the show itself will always be free. But I thought about putting up a donate button because if there's some crazy asshole out there with too much money or just somebody that likes the show and wants to help out, you know, why not? Why would I deny us that opportunity?
Yeah, I try to put myself in that situation. Like if I'm into something and I want to keep it going, make it better, you know, help them out. We're all kind of like little community, you know, back
yeah.
and forth with ideas and, you know, it's not a bad thing to put that up. And if, like you said, you have the money to donate, fuck, we could definitely use it and put
yeah,
it towards upgrading and making the show better and getting, you know, just making everything better. And
the bottom line to me is, if somebody wants to send us money, why would I deny them that opportunity?
You know, That's true.
Why would I not let them do that? If I put up a donate button, nobody has to click it. But if somebody out there is like, I want to send you money,
it's harmless,
but there's no way to do it, you know, why would I deny you that ability?
Yeah.
But anyway, my whole point was I was telling my dad about the equipment that I've been buying. So far, I've bought a microphone, and we can't even use it yet because, you know, it uses special cables, blah, blah, blah. You don't need to know about that. But I bought a microphone, and I was telling my dad about it, and I was telling him about my plans and stuff. And obviously, I needed to explain why I needed a microphone and a mixing board and a compressor and all this other stuff that you need to do a professional sounding show. So I told him about the show. I don't know if he's listened to it or not yet because I haven't talked to him since then. And I told him that he might not enjoy it.
Yeah.
But he might be
listening.
That's
why I don't tell my parents about it. Yeah, I could picture. Yeah, I only tell certain people because I know if they wouldn't like it, there's no point.
The thing is, though, I'm pretty sure if he does listen to it and he doesn't like it, he'll still be okay. You know, like he won't be like,
that's cool.
I can't believe you did this, blah, blah, blah. I can't believe my son would say things like this.
And that's a bullshit. Why would you do that with your kid? Yeah. Like,
but some people would, and I don't think he would.
Okay.
I don't think that's a problem I'm going to have.
I like your dad. He's awesome. Yeah.
You've met my dad, like, what, once?
Once, yeah.
We went over to his place.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, first impressions, you got a kid with a friend, I don't know, and they're boys. Boys will be boys. I had spiky hair and shit. I'm sure he was like, who's this douchebag?
No, I guarantee you he didn't give a shit about your spiky hair. I mean, I used to have spiky hair, too, and I bleached it. I did it green. I dyed it pink. Yeah. I dyed it purple. I dyed it every fucking
all
color.
The shit
I had it black.
All the shit he had was so fucking cool, man. Like, he had that printer that printed right on CDs.
Oh, yeah. My dad.
His computers were, God, man, I was so impressed. It was, I wanted to, like, come back and, like, stay a week.
My dad is not rich or anything, but he spends most of his money on shit he wants.
Yeah.
And that means he has, like, for his computer monitor, he has an HD TV instead of a computer monitor.
Yeah.
And he's got top-of-the-line graphics cards and shit in his computer. And he's got a fucking giant entertainment system with a giant TV in the living room and really nice couches. And he's got a fucking karaoke machine for no real reason. Yeah. They just sing karaoke every once in a while. And
it's awesome.
He's got I can't even think of all the shit he's got. He's got a bunch of external hard drives. A lot of it's computer related. But he's got all kinds of shit. He's got drawing tablets and stuff. He's kind of an artist.
Yeah.
But he's got tons of cool shit.
Yeah, the artwork on the wall. Amazing.
My sister is kind of a bitch.
All right.
Well, see, the thing is, my dad has this general feeling that I should never be required to give someone a gift. Like, Christmas time rolls around.
Yeah.
And he likes Christmas, but he sort of resents the idea that I'm supposed to get you a gift.
Totally agree.
Yeah, so do I. I mean, I like Christmas. I like doing the whole gift thing. But I agree, you know, there's no reason why I should have to get you a gift just because it's, you know, the 25th.
Yeah, I don't feel entitled to receive gifts. Yeah.
Same thing with birthdays. He's always been pretty decent about birthdays. Sometimes he'll get me stuff. Sometimes he won't. But it's just a day. Like, if he sees something he thinks I'll really like and he wants to get it for me, he'll get it for me. It doesn't matter to him what day it is.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of a thing my sister doesn't get. Like, if her birthday rolls around and she doesn't get something extravagant, she fucking loses her shit.
Oh, man.
And so, like, my dad and my sister are a little bit estranged because of stuff like that.
I can see that, yeah.
And plus, my sister's the type to think that, like, because you're my parent, you owe me.
Oh, fuck that.
And I agree to a certain extent. Like, as a parent, you made a decision. You had a kid. And for that, you do owe me to a certain extent. But that doesn't mean you owe me presents, especially not all the way through adulthood, you know?
Like, after you become an adult, there should be no obligation for that.
Exactly. There isn't. But my sister expects, like, my dad bought me a computer because I didn't have one. And he bought me a pretty decent computer because he wanted me to have one. And he thought it'd be cool. He thought I'd like it. And my sister automatically got pissed that he didn't get her one.
Oh, fuck.
Well, okay, I use the computer for all kinds of shit, not just surfing the internet.
Yeah.
You know, I don't just look up Wiccan spells on my computer. I make music. I make visual art. I'm doing a podcast right now. My sister, all she does on the computer is play stupid games and not even like good games, like just stupid, shitty games.
Yeah.
And I can't even think of a good example, but stupid, shitty games. And she chats and, you know, she does IM, she does, she surfs the internet, but that's about it. She's very much a layman when it comes to computers.
Yeah.
Whereas I could actually get some fucking use out of the damn thing. And that's why he got it for me. He thought, you know, he could really use this. My sister, on the other hand, had a fucking computer. She still lived with my mom. My mom had a computer, and it was perfectly serviceable. Because when
bullshit.
It was the same computer we had when I lived with my mom. And I used it, and I did all kinds of shit on that computer.
Yeah, you did. You made music on that shit.
Yeah, I did.
A lot of, yeah.
So, you know, it was no big deal. She didn't need a new computer, but she wanted one because I got one, and she felt owed one because I got one.
Oh.
And that's the kind of shit, like, and when Christmas or birthdays roll around, she expects, like, she expects my dad to, like, buy her a fucking Corvette or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
she, like,
where's the car?
Yeah, where's the car? Like, I turned 16. Where's my car?
Oh,
fuck you.
I would hate that shit as a parent, man. That's, like, my biggest nightmare, to have a kid like that. Just, you know.
And, you know, on top of that, part of the thing is, like, because I kind of respect this whole mentality, like, I don't really care. I don't get disappointed if Christmas rolls around and my dad's like, hey, we're not really going to do Christmas this year. Even if the reason he's like, we're not really going to do Christmas presents this year is because he bought himself, like, 3 flat screen TVs or something.
Yeah.
It's his fucking money, and I'm a fucking adult.
Yeah,
he can do
yeah.
what he wants, and I'm not
Absolutely.
Disappointed. You know, it's cool if he wants to get me presents. That's awesome. But my sister can't fucking take it. And if she finds out that he just bought himself something right before he said he couldn't buy her something, well, then it's over. Then it's like, fuck you, Dad. You're
just
an ass.
Appreciate what you get, man.
Exactly. Nobody owes you gifts.
Yeah.
Nobody.
It's a bullshit mentality.
My dad and my stepmom went over to my sister's place one time after she got her own place. So they went over to her apartment.
Okay. Yeah.
And they went over unannounced. And which I think is slightly shitty.
That
I think
sucks.
If you're going to come over to somebody's place, you should fucking call first. Or, you know, talk to them in some form. Let them know you're coming. But they showed up unannounced. She answers the door. And they're like, hey, what's up, Whit? Her name's Whitney. What's up, Whit? Can we come in? And she's like, no, you didn't call first. And closes the door. And wouldn't let them in.
That's a douche move.
I'm like,
at
okay.
At least let them in. Yeah.
Okay, look, I get it. You know, they showed up unannounced. That would kind of annoy me too. But I would let them in. You know, that's...
Yeah.
It's not that big a deal. And she didn't. And she got super pissy. And they didn't live that close. They lived close enough. It wasn't like they drove for 2 hours. But, you know, they drove all the way out here to see you. And you're home. And you're like, not doing anything. And you're like, fuck you, go home. She's weird. She's
Therefore,
really weird.
Yeah, I shut the door and magically they're gone.
Yeah, and of course they're still standing there like, what the hell did we do?
Yeah.
And like I said, I get it. You know, you don't just show up to somebody's place. If you're listening to this right now and you are the kind of person who just shows up, don't do that anymore. Let them know you're coming.
Yeah.
And if they sound apprehensive about it, like they're not telling you no, but they sound like, I don't know, then don't. Because that's their way of telling you, I don't dislike you enough to tell you to fuck off, but I don't really want you to come over right now.
Yeah.
So just don't. But goddamn, they're right there. Just let them come in for 20 minutes or whatever and talk to you, and then they'll leave. It's no big deal.
Yeah, if it's a friend you see every day, okay. It's like...
And there are some people that could show up unannounced that I wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah.
That's
happened to me. Shit. They show up and they're like, hey, I was in the neighborhood. You didn't pick up your phone. I'm like, yeah, I was sleeping, but come on in. What's up? And
yeah.
I don't hide anything like a big fuck you. I'm like, what's up? What's going on? And they tell me and I'll be like, well, I was sleeping and I'm kind of busy today if I was. You know, I'm just be real with people.
It makes
Straight
me wonder,
up.
You know, like, I'm not real close with my sister. Did she have, like, dildos strewn all around the room, you know?
Oh,
like,
God.
She lived alone.
Oh, God.
Maybe she did. I don't know.
Yeah, if she had something to hide, I don't know.
That reminds me, there was this one time, I remember I told the story about how I was jerking it with a peach in my mom's bedroom.
Yeah.
Well, my mom had this bedstand.
Boys will be boys.
I forget why I went in it. I was looking for something. She used to have something that she kept in her bedstand that I was looking for. I wasn't just snooping. But
what?
I opened the drawer on this bedstand, and I found two things.
Oh, no.
Dude,
don't tell me.
One, I didn't know what it was at first. And it looked like a tiny little metal egg with a cord coming out of it that went to like a little control box. And I turned it on. I flipped the switch on the control box, and it started vibrating. And then I knew immediately what it was.
Oh, God.
And the other thing I found was much more obvious, because it was a pink rubber dick that vibrated.
Oh, God.
And so I was like, okay, this wasn't for me to find. And I didn't go back in there.
What the fuck were you doing in there?
Like I said, there was something she used to keep in there that I was looking for, and I don't remember what it was.
Oh,
but
man.
I shouldn't have been going through her drawer.
Yeah.
And I found that out right away.
Yeah.
But and I never went back in that drawer. But my one time I came home from school, and nobody knows I saw this because I never brought it up to anybody. I came home from school, and laying on the floor in the living room was this pink vibrating dick.
God, see, that's her fault. All right.
I didn't do that.
Yeah.
My sister found it.
Oh, Jesus.
And my sister got it out and was playing with it in some capacity. I don't know what she was doing with it.
See, I thought...
I like to pretend she didn't really know what it was and was just kind of tossing it around and then forgot about it. But I don't, she might have been using it. I have no fucking idea.
God.
But whatever the case, I found it in the living room on the floor and I just ignored it. I was like, I didn't see that.
Oh, God. See,
I didn't want nothing to do with that.
See, I thought your mom might have left it. Like, you came home and it's.
There's no way my mom would have left it on the floor in the living room. Like,
how could you do that? But if your sister was home and messing with it, and that seems to be the case.
Wow.
Yeah, that.
So my sister and I were home alone for a while, and this thing's just laying on the floor. Oh, and apparently, God. She never noticed that she left it out.
Wonderful. And genius.
And my mom came home, and I didn't hear the conversation, but I heard a conversation.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was being said, but I knew that they were talking about it. So I knew for sure it was my sister that got it out. I don't know what the hell is wrong with her. Although, that reminds me of another story. I was at my dad's place one time, and it's a similar thing. My dad used to keep... He had this... I was really into the movies Alien and Aliens.
Yeah.
And my dad had this art book from like probably the 70s, maybe the early 80s, from the first movie, from the movie Alien. And it had all these cool pictures, concept art and stuff. I was into it. I wanted to look at it. So I knew where he kept it. He kept it in the closet in his bedroom. And I was left alone at his place while he and my sister and my stepmom went somewhere. And I went in the bedroom and I went looking for that book. And I happened to find like 3 or 4 VHS tapes of porn.
Awesome.
And I was like, well, all right then. And I popped one in and I watched it for a little while. And I'm pretty sure I had a little jerk fest.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I put it all back and everything was cool. They came home. Nobody knew anything. Nobody was the wiser. But now I knew where these videos were.
Yeah.
So the next time they all left and left me there alone, I did it again. And I think probably the third time this happened, I got in there, I got the porn tapes out, I watched it a little bit, I did my little jerk thing, and I think I used to rewind them back to roughly the same spot.
That's fucking great, because I was just about to say, when I found my dad's stash, I would do that too. And, you know, so they wouldn't know, because maybe they knew right where it was stopped.
The problem is, I got so relaxed about the whole thing, by the third time, I forgot to put it all back.
God damn, dude. No.
Yeah. I had it all out, like, and it was in the bedroom, so it was all like, there were like 2 porn tapes laying on the bed, the closet doors wide open.
How the fuck do you forget about that?
One of the tapes might have still been in the VCR.
Oh, that, I can imagine leaving it in the VCR, but on the fucking bed?
And the funny thing is, no, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, man.
But the funny thing is, to me anyway, is I forgot about this and they came home. I'm in the living room sitting on the couch and they go in the bedroom and they have a little hushed conversation between the two of them, my dad and my stepmom. I can't hear it, but I can tell. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. And I suddenly realize I forgot to put it all away.
Yep.
And they come out. My dad's like, were you in our closet? Like, obviously, I was. Yeah. Did an intruder come in through the window and I didn't hear them? I was like, yeah, I was looking for that alien book, which was true the first time, but wasn't true this time. I was looking for porn.
Okay.
And he's like, yeah, don't go in our closet. That was about the extent of it.
That was it?
Yeah, we didn't really have a conversation about it. Yeah. But if he is listening, sorry about that, Dad. Boys will be boys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And this happens with a lot of, you got porn, the kid's going to find it. They're going to go through your shit.
My dad used to have, when my parents were still together, he used to have stacks and stacks of porn magazines.
Same with my dad, yeah.
And he told me when I was a kid, because I knew they were there, I didn't look through them or anything. I wasn't allowed to, but he told me when I was a kid that he got them as reference material for drawing. which made sense to me because he did draw. He did a fair amount of drawing.
Yeah.
And, it makes sense.
Good
it's
cover.
Like it's
good
anatomical cover. Drawings and people in different poses and things. Okay. Yeah. Okay. It makes sense. That's not why he had all those porn magazines. Not at all.
Yeah.
I found a porn tape that he had once. He kept it in a little cabinet above the computer. It was a VHS tape, so I don't know why it was in there. But I guess just because he thought I wouldn't look there, which is kind of silly because I used the computer. But
yeah.
I found it, and I didn't know the word porn yet. I was fairly young. And I said, hey, Dad, what's prawn? And I guess I dyslexically read
bit,
it. And I thought it was like a sci-fi movie or something, like Tron.
Tron,
they sound similar. I figured maybe this is like something like that. And he's like, oh, that's porn and that's not for you. And like, didn't really tell me what it was. And I figured it out later. But
Okay.
I have no idea what was on that tape.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's funny because you, I, and my neighbor friend, same situation. He went into his dad's closet. And of course, there were VHS tapes.
Right.
And he shouldn't have been in there, but boys will be boys. And we found these tapes. And I think he found them before I came over. He's like, hey, want to see something? My dad's gone. And he showed me. And of course, it's porn. So we watched it. And I went to his bathroom for like a while and came back. And I think this is off topic, but I think at this point he hadn't discovered masturbation, whereas I clearly had years back.
You so came I was out like, of the womb jerking.
I'll
it.
Be right back and did my thing. And yeah, but that's kind of funny. Yeah. A lot of people I've talked to, similar situations.
When I discovered my dad's porn magazines, he wasn't hiding them. They were on a shelf in what he called the art room, which was, he had this room in our house that was like his room. That's where the computer was. That's where his big art table was. That's where he would do artwork.
Yeah.
And he called it the art room. But there was a shelf that was kind of high on the wall, so I couldn't really see it from the floor.
Yeah.
But they weren't hidden. They were stacked on this fucking shelf.
Right.
And wow. I knew they were there. And yeah. And when I found the porn tape and when I found those magazines, I was not jerking it yet. I had, like I said in a previous episode, I guess I discovered it relatively late compared to you, but I think I discovered it at a pretty reasonable time. It was when I was going through puberty.
Understandable, yep.
And when I discovered these magazines, I was not quite there yet, so I was just kind of indifferent. I was like, oh, naked women, great.
Yeah.
Plus, they were kind of old, the porn magazines. Like,
yeah, same with my dad. They were from like the 70s, 60s, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I almost think my dad bought these at, like, a garage sale, although what garage sale is selling boxes full of porn magazines? I don't know,
they're
but they
like
were
kind of faded. I don't know.
Yeah.
They weren't, like, brand new looking.
Yeah, exactly. And so every woman in these magazines had a giant muff.
Oh, yeah.
And I know, you know what, to each their own, and
that's how it was, yeah.
Yeah, that's how it was. That's how it should be if you're talking from a naturalistic point of view. I mean, chicks grow hair.
Yeah.
They do. If they didn't shave their legs, they'd have hairy legs too. Doesn't mean I'm into it, and I'm not into hairy vaginas, but all of these chicks had fucking just bushes.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I did finally, like, kind of come into my own in terms of puberty, I wasn't really that interested in these magazines.
Yeah. My dad, he had, like, the old magazines, but he also had Hustler. And I think even back in the day, not so far back as the 70s, but it was still older, but the Hustler was risque, and they were all shaved and shit. Not, like, all the way, but they had, like what it is now. Like, they...
Like a landing strip?
Yeah, the landing strips. Yeah. So...
Most of my dad's porn magazines were this magazine called Wii, OUI, like French for
That's
yes.
That's fucking hilarious because my dad did too.
Your dad had Wii magazine?
Yeah,
I don't know. I've never seen it on a magazine stand, so I don't know. Where
I called
that
it Owie.
So did I. So did I. I called it Owie.
It's fucking great.
Man, Small Owie world. Magazine. Yeah, he had a few Playboys, but they were mostly this Wii magazine.
Yeah, a few Playboys and mostly, yeah, the
I don't
the
know where
Wii.
That, were they free or something? Is that why they were stockpiling
I don't
these?
Know. Were they at the same convention?
Because my dad had free stacks and mag. Stacks of these.
Same here. Wow.
And
that's
incredible.
He had this one that I found once that was all like drawings. It was like a porn mag, but it was like a comic.
Yeah.
And, and on the cover was this chick in like a latex suit that had a hole where the vagina is and holes where the nipples are. I remember looking at that and being just perplexed.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell are you doing with your
Why?
Time, Dad?
Yeah.
But, whatever. I'm not that into cartoon porn, but you know, some people are.
Yeah. I, this is, again, off topic. I used to buy comics all the time, and there was a certain section at the comic store, and I was there all the fucking time, and it was labeled 18 plus.
Oh,
and
shit.
That always meant good shit in my mind.
Right.
Even though I was young, and I'm like, the guy running the place wasn't around, and it was always one guy, and he went in the back or some shit, so I'm going through it. And they were pretty sick, man. Like, some of these comics were not just nudity, and it wasn't like anime. It was just normal comic book style. Like, it was good, but it was nude and violent. There was blood. And it was crazy. And I grabbed one that I liked, and I took it up to the guy when he came back out. Because I'm like, I'll give it a shot.
Maybe
and
he won't like, know.
It was lame. He just said, I can't sell this to you. Sorry. That was it.
Damn.
But I'm like, no. That was all. There is.
The only porn I've ever bought, I bought a magazine once for my ex-girlfriend, kind of as a joke, but I have a feeling she like double-clicked her mouse to it later that evening. And I bought a VHS tape at this really shady store where we used to live.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. And that was also kind of as a joke, but
yeah,
that kind still. Of led to things with that girl later. So
yeah,
that was one of those jokes where it's like, I'm joking unless you're not joking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
One of those jokes. Haha, get it unless you want to.
I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. The only other porn I've ever bought was when you and I bought Black Inches. Did we tell that story?
I don't think we did.
So your mom, is it okay to tell this story?
Absolutely, yeah.
Your mom was dating this guy, and he's a black guy, and that's not really relevant except for it's relevant to the porn that we chose.
Yeah, he's a big old black guy.
Yeah, big old black guy. And we saw him once smack your mom.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, it's the only time it ever happened. It was an open-handed thing. It's not cool.
Definitely
I'm
not.
I'm still not cool with it.
Definitely not. Yeah.
But I don't think he's an abuser.
It wasn't a huge thing anyway. It was kind of like a little slap.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a hit. Like she fell or went
back. She didn't fall. There was
but
no
still,
mark left. It's not cool, like
still,
I said.
Yeah,
but I don't think he was like an abuser. If he was, we would have done worse than this.
Yeah.
But we were kind of pissed, and we didn't like this guy anyway. He's kind of a dick.
Yeah, we would fuck with this guy all the time. Like, he was an asshole, and my mom was with him and would tell us stories and shit, and like, oh, he did this, but, you know, I'm still talking to him, so we're like, oh, really? So you and me and our friend back in high school.
I think it was my idea, because my initial idea was that I thought it would be hilarious to find somebody you didn't like, buy a bunch of offensive porn magazines, tear out a bunch of pictures, lay them all out on their windshield and like lacquer it down.
Like overall, yeah, that'd be a funny prank.
Covering their windshield. So
what are they going
to
do?
They couldn't leave, but it'd also be really hard to get this off of their windshield, you know? So that was the original idea. What we ended up doing, this guy drove a meat truck.
Yeah, he was a meat man. He sold steaks door to door, and he drove this little truck. It looked like a moving truck, but it was all white, and the back was just a huge cooler. So, yeah, it must have been your idea, because you had this fantasy of doing this
right
to somebody, you know, on their windshield. So we go, we're like, this is a good idea, because we were, you know, this is bullshit. Fuck this guy. You can't fuck with my mom.
Right.
And we liked my mom. You know, you did. I love my mom, but anyway.
I still like your mom.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's a little religious for my taste, but I still like her.
Yeah. And so there was this one store, this family bookstore in the
it was called Read More Family Bookstore.
Yeah.
And it was the only place in town that I knew sold a wide variety of porn, which is funny. I guess they've got something for the whole family.
Yeah.
And so we went in there and we were trying to find the most ridiculous offensive porn mag we could find. And we found Black Inches.
Which was awesome. So appropriate. Because he's a black man. Yeah.
It was a black gay porn magazine. Just giant black cocks everywhere.
Yeah.
And so we bought this and we took it, which was also kind of funny because we had to go up to the counter together with this black gay porn mag.
And it was an old lady.
Right.
At the register.
But we
bought
it.
Holy shit.
And
how are you today?
I still think we probably should have held hands as we did it.
That would have been better, yeah.
But we bought it and we took it to his house late at night.
Yep.
And we bought a can of spray adhesive.
Yep. Spray glue. Yep.
We tore out pages that had particularly good pictures on them. and sprayed the back of them and plastered them all over the side of his meat truck.
Yeah.
And we put them on the passenger side.
Let me back up. Here's the thing. Like, he, in his driveway, there was like his garage, his driveway, and he parked obviously there. But on the right were these bushes, this line of like 8 foot high, like hedges, you know, and there's no way if anything happened to the right side, the passenger side of his vehicle, he would notice going into his vehicle in the morning.
Yeah, there was no way he was going to see this when he got into the truck.
Yeah.
So so we put it all over the passenger side of his truck. And
the whole fucking freezer part.
Yeah.
Covered
in black dicks.
Big old anacondas, yeah.
And I think his truck said something about him being the meat man.
Yeah, it had the
on it.
The logo on it. Yeah.
So he's driving around in a truck that says, "Hey, I'm the meat man," the next day with black cocks all over it. And and he notices it eventually. I think, I don't know if he noticed it or if somebody pointed it out to him. Do you
know? I think what I heard later, and he still didn't know it was us, but that he was at a light and someone pointed at him, was screaming like, "What the fuck?" Dude! So he's like, "Whatever." And he gets to work and everybody at work's laughing. I'm like, "What the fuck is this?" And he was pissed.
Yeah, of course he was. That's the whole idea. But he thought that this was his gay brother that did this too. Apparently, his brother is gay, and he thinks, I don't know his brother, so maybe his brother really is like this, but apparently he thought that his gay brother,
it's the only person he could think of,
yeah, would find it hilarious to put dicks all over his truck.
Yeah, he couldn't think of anybody else, yeah.
It was us. We did it. Didn't we do it twice? Yeah. We did it twice.
We did it twice.
Which is hilarious.
He got it all off finally with, like, he went to the car wash, he scraped the fuck out of it, and it still wasn't gone. And yeah, and it was like,
yeah, he finally gets it all off, and then a few weeks later we do it again. And of course your mom heard about this, and that's how we heard about it.
Yep.
And at first your mom didn't know we did it either, right?
Yep. No,
she knows now though, doesn't she?
Yes. I finally admitted it. Yeah. Because at the time, yeah, she finally broke up with him, and I told her. She goes, "Really? He was so pissed. He said I was going to kill those motherfuckers." And, yeah.
That's one of my favorite pranks that we've ever pulled on anybody.
Yeah, don't fuck with my mom, asshole.
That's right, dickhead. He was an ass. Yeah, we one time he was over at your mom's house, and this was while you were still living with her, so we were all over there hanging out. Were you there?
Yeah, I was there, yeah.
And we threw...
He fucking came over, yeah.
He's over, and everybody's inside, and then a few of us went outside and took these frozen fish patties and just kind of hid them in and around his car. Like in under seats and stuff. And he found them, unfortunately, because the idea was that they would stay in there long enough to thaw out and decompose and stink it all up. But he found them. And he's like, "Very funny, guys." He still didn't know that it was us that put porn all over his meat truck. I don't know how he didn't put two and two together.
Yeah. Wow.
I remember he once pulled you and your brother aside and had a talk with you about your mom. Yeah. And then he pulled me aside for like 2 seconds and said, "She's not your mom, so I don't have to talk to you."
Yeah. He's trying to talk to me, fucking dick. Trying to explain what happened. He's like, "Look, it's not what you think.
I just like to smack women. It's not what you think."
I didn't say a goddamn word. I just said, "Hey, fuck you," you know?
For the record,
fuck with you.
I don't think there's actually anything worse about slapping a woman than there is about slapping anybody else. You don't just
you don't hit people.
You know, especially not somebody you pretend to love, you know, or at least like enough to be in a romantic relationship with.
And ideally, if you're a single man and you go into a relationship and they have children, you don't fucking do that in front of them.
Yeah.
You asshole, idiot, fuck.
Yeah, if you absolutely
I'm going to fuck with you.
If you absolutely have to smack a woman that you're dating and she has kids, do it when they're not around.
And we... Yeah.
You'll save a lot of grief for yourself, actually, because you won't end up with black dicks all over your meat truck.
And obviously, we weren't going to, like, fight him, because fuck that. He was huge, dude.
I would have if we had to, but we would have got our asses kicked.
Oh, yeah. Big black guy. And so we had to, you know, make his life a living hell.
And I don't know if he learned a lesson, but as far as I know, he never smacked your mom again, so.
Yeah. I don't think he did. He's a fucking moron.
Yeah. But, man, we played other pranks. on people.
Oh, yeah.
There was the one time this kid we didn't like. We used to be friends with this kid.
Yeah, back in high school, we had a, you know, like a circle of friends. And there was this other guy, and this he had friends, and it kind of, what happened?
I'm not sure if you know which person I'm talking about, although what you just said does kind of
match up.
Does
that tie in, or are we talking about the same guy?
Well, the guy that I'm talking about, we had a friend
yeah.
who had a white Firebird.
Yeah.
And eventually he got rid of it and gave it to his cousin. And these people were all friends of ours at one point, but we had kind of a weird falling out. And honestly, I don't even remember what it was over at this point.
It was stupid.
Maybe yeah. it was because I didn't want to keep doing the whole white supremacist thing because it was always a joke to me anyway. But
yeah.
I thought it was a joke to them too, so I don't think that was it. I can't really remember. But we had kind of a falling out with these people, and this kid became a total asshole. So one night,
we're like,
he used to park his Firebird out on the street. So we knew where he lived. We knew where the Firebird was. We went to the store. We got a couple of cans of bright, like, green and blue and
neon,
yellow spray paint. And we went out there, and we didn't want to do real damage.
But I did. Oh, man.
Well, we didn't, mostly because if we ever got caught.
Yeah, we'd have to do jail time and shit.
We just wanted to basically say, fuck you.
Yeah,
so what we
basically.
Did was we went and we sprayed his tires different colors. Like
yeah.
he had one yellow tire, one green tire, one blue tire. And I think one of the tires maybe was left alone because there were only three of us and each one of us had a can of spray paint. Either that or there were like two green tires or something.
I'm pretty sure we got them all. Yeah.
But anyway, we spray painted all of his tires. And the idea was kind of like the meat truck thing. There's no real permanent damage, but you have to drive around looking like an asshole for a little while before you can really fix it. You have to either get new tires or scrub the shit out of your old tires. You have to drive around looking like an ass.
Yeah. I think we all agreed we wanted to do it, but we didn't because of the jail time thing.
I really wanted to spray ha 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 all across the side of the car, but I didn't.
I wanted to spray vroom.
Yeah, vroom. Yeah, vroom.
On his fucking fire. All up the side. But yeah, we didn't do it. But
yeah. Oh, man.
Good shit. Yeah.
Can't think of any other really good pranks, but I know there were more. We used to do a lot of deviant shit when we were kids.
Yeah, you piss us off. Shit happens, yeah.
I remember one time we took a bunch of bags of trash to this one kid's house.
Oh, yeah.
Dumped them all over his yard.
Yep.
So just trash all over his yard.
We picked up everybody in the neighborhood's trash, loaded them up.
Dumped them all over his
yard. Went to this guy's yard and dumped it, yeah. Which was kind of douchey because, well, I don't know if we talked about this, but that's his parents' property.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
So, like, they have to clean it up. And maybe they made him do it. I don't know. Like, what did you do, dipshit?
Yeah. And his parents could have been, I mean, if you're an asshole, chances are, if you're a kid and you're an asshole, chances are your parents are also assholes, but it's possible they were perfectly reasonable
people. Fine. Yeah.
You know, we didn't know.
I understand that.
So yeah, I get it. Yeah, that was a little douche.
It was kind of a douche move.
I thought it was funny as hell at the time.
Yeah, it was.
It was a lot of garbage.
Oh, wow. It's getting kind of close to the end of the show here.
End of the show.
I hadn't been paying attention to the time.
God damn, so much good shit.
Yeah. I guess we're going to wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up, yeah.
Give us a call, 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Send us an email, Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
And I want you to do me a favor. You're probably not going to do it because you're kind of a jerk. But what I would like for you to do is if you're a fan on the Facebook, and if you're not, you're an extra jerk. But if you're a fan on Facebook, if you go to our little page on the left underneath the picture, there's some different little links there. And one of them says more. If you click that, there's another link that says suggest to friends or something very much like that. And if you click on that, it brings up all of your friends on your friends list and you can suggest this page. You can suggest that they become fans of it. What I would like for you to do is go in there, click that link, look at your friends, either fucking select them all and say fuck them. If they don't want to do it, they won't do it.
Yeah.
Or go through if you really want to and selectively say, this person and I share a lot in common. Maybe they would like the show.
Understandable, but...
But go through there and try to help us spread the word.
Yeah, get the word out.
Try to help us spread the influence of the show. Because the more listeners we have, the better the show is going to be.
Yeah, ultimately.
The more input there is from listeners, the better the show is going to be. And the more, quite frankly, I'm not anywhere near stopping doing this, but the more listeners we have, the more we're going to want to do it.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah. The more motivated we're going to be. Like, all these people want to hear from us. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just help us out. Help us spread the word. You can also order stickers if you haven't done so already. It's itchhat.com/stickers, or ijusthadaterriblethought.com/stickers, or there's a link on the main page.
Stickers, yeah.
And then, yeah, we'll give you, like, 5 stickers or so.
Yep.
And you can stick them on your grandma or whatever, and...
Or people be deviant, and we are not responsible for that.
Stick them all over the side of a meat truck. Use them to hold up pictures of black cocks. Yeah. That's pretty much it. Anything else you want to say before we go, Orion?
I'd like to say that rape, let's wrap the rape thing up. Rape is rape. And
it's awesome. And we recommend it to everyone.
Hey, you took the words right out of my mouth there.
If you've never raped before, give it a shot. Don't knock it till you tried it.
Well said. Good form. Yeah, that's going to wrap it up. We will check you next week, guys.
Later, bitches.
Later.